The Anbiya, they would be under no choice and under no freedom except that they would have to follow the Messenger. Moses, Musa alayhi salam, were he to be present in the time of the Messenger, he would have to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Isa ibn Maryam, the Jesus, the son of Mary, descends and he kills the Dajjal, the Antichrist, then he will establish whose sunnah, whose sharia? The sharia and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's what he will establish. So if this is the case for the Anbiya and the Rusul, then what about you and me? Is it not more upon us, even more so, and even more relevant, that other than the prophets and messengers, that they are more obligated to follow the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, since we are not in receipt of any revelation, that we do not receive revelation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent Jibreel to us with any revealed book, but rather Jibreel was sent to the prophets and the messengers. And even though that he was sent to the prophets and messengers, the finality of the Muhammad bin Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, then his is the seal of all of the messengers. He is the seal of all of the messengers, and his message is the seal of all of the messages. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he came and he delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he established the sunnah, and the companions, they took the hadith from him, that it is known that the Ahlul Hadith, that the people of Hadith, then they are the first madhab. Before any madhab that came, there is a misnomer amongst the people today, that the Ahlul Hadith, that the people of Hadith, the people who stick to the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that this is the fifth madhab that was not present 100 years ago, or 200 years ago, or 300 years ago. That this madhab appeared after the four madhabs of Abu Hanifa and Malik and Shafi and Ahmad radiallahu anhum ajma'in. That this is this misnomer of theirs is something that is indeed a misnomer. It is something which is incorrect. For indeed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, not a single Sahabi was Hanafi or Maliki or Shafi or Hanbali. Not Abu Bakr, not Umar, not Uthman, not Ali, not Abdurrahman ibn Auf, not Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, not Aisha radiallahu anha, not Abdullah ibn Abbas, not Abdullah ibn Umar, not Abu Huraira. None of the companions were sticking to a particular madhab. Rather, all of them were upon the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were upon. Rather, the Imams that came after the Sahaba from the Tabi'een and the Atba'u Tabi'een, and likewise the four Imams who came slightly after that, the likes of Malik, Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, they themselves were Ahlul Hadith. They were people who referred to the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's why you find the statement of Imam Shafi'i, when Imam Shafi'i said, إِذَا سَحَ الْحَدِيثِ فَهُوَ مَذْهَبِي, that if the Hadith is authentic, then that is my madhab. That is the madhab of Shafi'i, the Hadith which is sahih. So the ahadithu sahiha, the authentic Hadith, the authentic statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and likewise his actions, and likewise his allowances. This was the madhab of all of the Imams, Abu Hanifa and Malik and Shafi'i and Ahmad, and other than them from those several dozen, or more than that I mentioned yesterday, that their madhab was the madhab of Ahlul Hadith, that they were people of Hadith, who established the Hadith. And this is why you find from one of the other Imams, whom I focused upon yesterday evening in the Masjid, in Masjid al-Sunnah, that the Messenger of Allah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, that he stated, he said, لا تقلدوني, don't make taqleed of me, don't make blind following of me. ولا تقلد مالك, and do not blindly follow مالك. ولا شافعي, and don't blindly follow شافعي. ولا الثوري ولا عوزائي, and neither سفيان الثوري, and neither Imam العوزائي. And all of these are imma. That Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal is quoting were all Imams who came before him. So he said, don't blindly follow me. Don't blindly follow Shafi'i, nor Malik, nor Sufyan al-Thawri, and nor Imam al-Awza'i. But rather take from where they took, meaning take from the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning be guided by the hadith. Not that you ignore the Imams, because ignoring the Imams is to fall into negligence, and is to fall into a situation that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam nor his companions were upon, because the reverence of the ulama, or giving this honor to the ulama and nobility to the ulama, to the scholars, is from our religion. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in all of those hadith that we mentioned yesterday. So therefore the ulama are to be respected and honored. And we take our understanding of the Qur'an and the sunnah in accordance to that which the ulama have said. But the asal and the origin of the affair is ittiba. So we take the position of an alim, and we take the position of an imam based upon the evidences that he has with him. And these types of people, ya ikhwan, those who stick to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who take from the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the fahm and understanding of the sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they are scarce in this time, and they are rare in this time. And we are living in a time, ya ikhwan, a time of strangers, a time of ghuraba, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا, that indeed Islam began as something strange. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ, and it will return as something strange just as it began. فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى, so glad tidings of tuba, glad tidings of this tree in paradise, meaning paradise itself, be upon the strangers. So the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they said, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا الْغُرَبَى, O Messenger of Allah, who are the strangers? Who are the strangers? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ عِنْدَ فَسَادِ النَّاسِ, that indeed, they are the ones who rectify when the people become corrupted. They are the ones who rectify, purify, correct the mistakes in the people when the people become corrupted, in the fasad in nas, in the presence of the corruption of the people. Ya ikhwan, this is a characteristic of the people of hadith, because of the knowledge that they carry, because of the ilm that they carry, and because of the knowledge of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they implement, that they are the people when they see corruption in the earth, that they are the ones who go to their brother, they are the ones who go to the people, they are the ones who mingle with the people and they tell them, my brother, this is not from the sunnah. My brother, this is not from the way of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. My brother, the first point of rectification is the aqeedah. The first point of rectification and the first point where the people, if they become corrupted, the first thing that we call them to is the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is the creed and the belief and the rectification of that. And this is the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And ya ikhwan, this creed of Ahlul Hadith, this aqeedah of Ahlul Hadith, this methodology of Ahlul Hadith, these usul and these fundamentals of Ahlul Hadith, ya ikhwan, this is what the Sahaba took to the lands that they conquered. So ponder, ya ikhwan, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they entered into Iraq 1400 years ago, and when they entered into Egypt over 1400 years ago, and they entered into Africa, and they entered into Spain, and they entered into Hind, and Sindh, and Khorasan, modern-day Afghanistan, and Persia, and Fars, and these lands of the East, and the lands of the West, and the continent of Africa. Let me ask you, ya ikhwan wa akhawat, may Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. Which madhab did the Sahaba radiallahu anhum take to these lands? Was it not the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When they entered into those lands, and they conquered those lands, and they took the rule in those lands, and they became governors, and they became scholars of those countries. The imams, the sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abdullah ibn Umar, and the likes of Muawiyah, and the likes of Abu Darda, and the likes of Mu'adh bin Jabal, that when they traveled to those lands, ya ikhwan, which madhab did they take to their land, to those lands? Was it the madhab of Abu Hanifa, or Malik, or Shafi, or Ahmad radiallahu anhum, rahimahumullah? Or was it the madhab of hadith? No doubt, ya ikhwan,